Are you someone who likes to listen to Let's Play videos in the background while you play your favorite games or do your least favorite chores? If so, check out my podcast, Verzian Chronicles. Here, we take a deep dive into classic and modern RPGs of all kinds in a way that makes it easy to listen to and fun for those long commutes to work. We're currently playing The Elder Scrolls Morrowind and Dragon Quest XI, with more games on the way soon. New episodes release every Wednesday and Saturday mornings. I hope you listen, and I know you'll enjoy.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt. But I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye.
Hello, and welcome back. Two episodes in one day, you lucky people. Hopefully this is a quiet enough spot. It's a bit loud, can be a bit noisy around where I work. But we're going to do another challenge, part two. A Kanto Reborn. The blue version. So, we got our Bulbasaur, McPugface. I haven't really got much to do here. If I remember rightly as well, I can be healed after that battle, yeah. So I don't need to go see my mum. So let's head straight up and we'll go to the next town so we can get Professor Oak's parcel. So who's our first fight here? So as I've mentioned before, both A's. This doesn't count as my first Pokemon I need to catch. Mainly because I haven't actually got the my defense skill. I haven't got Pokeballs yet, so I can't actually catch anything. So once I've gone and got Professor Oak's package from the next town, I can come back, give it to Professor Oak, and then go back to the town and I can finally buy Pokeballs. So I'm just going to try and whiz through this first little route as quickly as I can. What am I going to fight now? Is it going to be a Pidgey or a Rat? Rat-a-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. I haven't got my potion anymore either. They charge the Poké Centers. I don't think they do. I can't remember. It's been 2 weeks since I played it. Enemy rat to use Tail Whip, but it failed. So I'm going to hit you with a tackle. A Pug Face tackle. Yes, third quarter. A third of its health left. I'm nearly down to halfway as well. A Pug Face uses tackle, and it's dead. Enemy rat have fainted. 24 experience points. A Pug Face gets level 7! Level 7! Leech Seed. Hey, I've got a new move. We gain health now. Right, so I think this is the last little section. I want to avoid this guy here. Some more grass. Oh, I made it through the grass. There we go. I'm in the next town. There we go, that was easy. Right, let's not be foolish. Let's go to the Poké Center first. And heal up. I would talk to some of the people around, but I can't bother. Heal. Okay, we'll heal your Pokemon. It's very green, this town. It's interesting, this game. As you sort of move around to different towns, they change colour. Oh, I know, I seem to push that twice. New Pokemon effect, perfect health. Cancel. Screw you. Out we go. And we'll go right. Pokemon Art. So yeah, if you didn't watch my first videos, I've already done this like 3 times. Okay, Pallet. Are you from Pallet Town? You know the Prof Oak, right? Unfortunately. His order came in. Will you take it to him? Bill got Oak's parcel. I don't even get a choice. Will you take it to him? Because you bloody well are. Right, let's get out of Tell Hell. So, my Pug Face is fully healed. Whee! Jump down. Let's head back. Head back down into the Route 1. Whee! I think I can skip all the grass. I don't really want to. I want to get into the odd fight. Help me level up a little bit. Am I not seriously going to get into no fights on the way home? Wait, one fight. I'm right near the end of town as well. And it's a Rattata. I'm not seeing any Pidgeys here. Ooh, level 4 Rattata. They're bringing their A game. Quickface uses tackle, and I'm back at full health. It takes about just under a quarter of its health down. Oh, he took 3 damage off me. That's nothing. I've got max 23 at the moment. There we go. Hopefully, Tail Whip, my defense is going to fall. Hopefully, this tackle should finish him off. Oh, no, he's red. He's tackled me again. Oh, took 5. That was a strong tackle. No critical hit, but there we go. But it's. The Pugface uses a tackle and it dies. Oh, right. Just going to throw battles my way now. Another Rattata. No Pidgeys. Level 2. I laugh in jest. The Pugface uses tackle. I missed. Damn it. Damn it, Pugface. What are you doing? A critical hit me. Just took 3 damage. Ooh. So I hit him once and it does half his health. He uses Tail Whip. My defense falls. Hit him again. And there's a critical hit, and the enemy rest fainted. Been 16 experience points. Right, I best go see my mother. Hokey Center. Bill, you should take a quick rest. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. You and your Pokemon are looking great. Take care now. Right, so let's go see Professor Oak and trade in his parcel. And then back up to whatever that town is. Here he is, Oak. Oh, Bill. Hey, Bill. How is my old Pokemon? Well, it seems to like you a lot. You must be talented as a Pokemon trainer. Krang. What? You have something for me? Bill delivered Oak's parcel. Hope it's not sex toys. Ah, this is the custom Pokeball I ordered. Thank you. Rich Gramps. Not rich. Ugh, rich. What did you call me for? Oh, right, I have a request of you two. On the desk there is my invention, the Pokédex. Oh, I'm not filling that up. It automatically records data on Pokémon. You've seen Orcourt. It's a high-tech encyclopedia. Or I could just use the internet and Bulbapedia. Bill, Rich, take these with you. Bill got Pokédex from Oak. It's not part of the challenge. To make a complete guide on all the Pokemon in the world. That was my dream. But I'm too old. I can't do it. So I want you two to fulfill my dream for me. That's right. Rich, you can do it all. This is a great undertaking in Pokemon history, so I'm going to give it to an 11-year-old. Alright, Gramps, leave it to me. All to me. Yep, damn right. I hate to say it, Bill, but I don't need you. Rich, you're an ass. I know, I'll borrow a town map from my sis. I'll tell her not to lend you one, Bill. God, Rich, you're such a dick. I hope you appreciate that. Right, so, still not got any Pokeballs. I've got a map. Yeah, I think this is Rich's house. Now, because his sister is absolutely madly in love with me, she's going to give me a map anyway. Yeah, this will help you. Still got a town map. Haha. See, Rich, sister loves me. So back out here, and let's go. Let's double check my Pokemon, make sure he's full health. Yep, my Pokeface is at full health. Let's head back north. It's a big green area. We finally see a Pidgey. My first Pidgey! Yeah, they do exist. I kind of want. Oh, level 4 Pidgey. Yeah, I kind of want a Pidgey to be my next mod. Because. I think they have a bit more growth in them than the Rattatas do. Ooh, use Gust. 3 points. Use Tackle. Not one of my two. Well below half health. I'm not sure another tackle's going to kill it. I might Leech Seed. Because I'm down 17 out of 23 now. So he's going to tackle me. I'll use Gust. Takes me down to 14, but Leech Seed brings me back up to 15. Don't really think that's worth doing. I might as well just tackle him. Let's use a tackle. Oh. He's just like 1 HP left. uses Gust, takes me down to 12. Leech Seed comes into effect, brings back up to 13, and the Leech Seed kills the Pidgey. Yeah, maybe that was alright. Got 31 experiences, and I've reached level 8. Got attack 14, defense 14, speed 15, special 18. Excellent. My pug face is growing nicely. Whiz through some of this little area. Got through the long grass. Ah, made it all the way through the long grass. There's not many battles in that area of the long grass. Alright, here we go. So, first things first, as always. New town, straight to the Poke Center. Welcome to our Pokemon Center. We heal your Pokemon. Back to perfect health. Heal me up. Heal me up, woman. Okay, we'll need your Pokemon. Sticks it in the machine. Ding, ding, dong. Thank you, your Pokemon are fighting fit. We hope to see you again. Why would you hope to see me again? That means I've been out fighting my Pokemon, you know, in the dogfights. Trying to make money for people's entertainment. Oh, and here I am now in the Pokemon. Hi there, may I help you? I've got £3,000! I'm like 11 years old. Pokeballs. Let's get... 2 grand's worth. 10. No wonder I've got so much money. Bloody expensive. Let's get 2 antidotes. Paralyzed heals, because I'm paranoid. And 2 burn heals. Oh, they're expensive. That leaves me with $75. Okay, so I have a fighting fit McPoke face. I'm going to go catch my next Moon. I really hope it's a Pidgey. Come on, Pidgeys. Level 4 Pidgey. So here I am, back into Route 1. I'm going into this first bit of long grass here. Wandering around in squares. So these guys walking around, they're trainers. I wonder if I can fight them. Oh, it's a Rattata. Okay, I gotta catch a Rattata. Level 2 Rattata. Oh, I hope I don't one shot him. Use tackle. Oh. Okay, he's got like just under a quarter of health left, so that was pretty close. So that's an item. Let's use a Pokeball. Oh, da-dum, da-dum, ba-bom, bum, alright! Rattata was cool. My first mon. New Pokedex data will be added. It's a rat. Height, small. Height, 1 foot, 8 pounds. Bite anything when it attacks. Small and very quick. It is a common sight in many places. Do you want to give a nickname? To Rattata? Yes, I do. So, my good friend Ruby. Now, when she donated, she did say Ruby, Colin, and Hamish, which is like the whole family. Now, I don't want to offend Ruby by naming her after a rat, so I'm going to call it Colin after her husband. I think he'll take the joke. Oh, if I run out of names later on, I'll also use Ruby and Hamish. But for now, it's C-O-L. Damn controls. Colin the Rattata. There we go. We've got Colin the Rattata. So let's come back up. We'll heal him. We'll heal him up good. What time is it? Oh, a little bit left. I can spend a bit more time with you guys. Let's go into the Poke Center. We'll heal your Pokemon back to perfect health. Just need your Pokemon. So, level 2 Rattata. Colin, you're useless, man. So, I'm going to have to get Colin leveled up here. I've got no idea at what level he becomes what the hell is it? Rattata? Don't want to say Rattata to him. I'll find out when I get there. I've gone blank. Let's switch Colin to the front. And I'll basically get into a few fights and always swap Colin out. Is this a trainer? Can I fight him? Nope, done it again. See those ledges along the road? It's a bit scary, but you can jump from them. You can go back to Pallet Town quicker that way. Damn you. I knew that. Is this guy a trainer? I want to fight a trainer battle. I've not fought a trainer battle yet. He seems to be standing still. Hi, I work at Pokemon. It's a convenient shop, so please visit us in Viridian City. I know, I'll give you a sample. Here you go. Hey, you got a potion. Damn it, why don't I see him early soon? Alright, here we go. It's a Pidgey. Do I dare try and hit it? Level 3 Pidgey. I'm not going to beat him with Collie. I'm going to swap Pokemon. Collie, enough. Come back. Go, quick face. I'm already loving this. Pidgey uses Ghast. Takes me for 3 damage. I use Tackle. Take over half its health. 2 Tackles should do it. Pidgey uses Ghast. Why is the Pidgey so fast? This Bulbasaur's a bit cumbersome. That big shell. Oh, he's got 1 hit point left. He uses Ghast again. Come on, McPugface. Yes, he's first in there. Down Pidgey goes. Colin gained 11. And McPugface gained 11. So, are they still in that order? Yeah. Colin's out front. Get another little fight. Rattata. Of doo. I could do like a botting thing, Goddy. They do look bad from behind, don't they? Right, so Pokemon. Bit of McPugface. Oh, the grind. The grind is real. Bloody level 2 Colin. How unfortunate is that? So the Rattata hits me and takes me just under half health. I hit it, I take most of its health. The McPugface uses Tackle and Rattata dies. Colin gains 8 experience points. Colin grew level 3! Well done, Colin. Oh, forgot to read the thing. Set attack 8. Right, let's make sure I get back to Pallet Town. And I'll get my mum to heal me up. I've got another fight here. Another Rattata. Level 3. Go, Colin! It's just pointless. I probably could beat it, but there's no point. So I hit it a few times first. Enemy attack is missed. Colin used Tackle. Oh, there we go. Critical hits. I reckon another Tackle win. Enemy attack used Tackle. Colin goes down to 5. Colin used Tackle. Colin attack is missed. I'm going to have to swap him out. I can't risk it. Colin, good. Come back. Get him with the quiz. Come on, Swift. He uses Tackle. He's down to 9. Pokemon uses Tackle. And that should kill him off. Colin gained 12 experience points. Who does this gain 12? Let's get back to my mum quick. Man! Those Pokemon have been mean to me. Oh, in and out. Man! You should take a quick rest. Thank you, Poke Center of Mum. Oh, good. Your new Pokemon. Oh, looking great. Take care now. Screw you, Mum. Back into the woods. Man, how much do I want to grind Colin? Not particularly much, I'll be honest. Level 3 Pidgey. Go, Colin. The rat's strong against Pidgeys. Gust. Ooh, critical hit. Okay, I'll swap him out. Critical hit for me. I'm already feeling the stress of possibly losing my Pokemon. Oh, he's just so low leveled. Why can't he be a level 4 rat? So that I call. Pidgey uses Ghast. Pidgey uses Tackle. Tackle, 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 tackle. Ooh, right down to the red. Pidgey uses Ghast again. That takes me down to 19 out of 25. Pokeface uses Tackle, and that's a dead Pidgey. Colin gained 11 experience points. He's gained 11 experience points. No level ups. Ooh. I didn't mean to do that back and forth, but well. Another rat. Colin, go! Not worth it. I'll just bring up my Pokeface. I use a potion if I need to eventually. He used Tail Whip, so my defense spell. I'm going to tackle him. Took him over just under halfway. Uses Tackle, critical hit, and Okay, 3 or 2. That's pathetic. Enemy rats are affected. Colin gained 12. Rufus gained 12. Still no level up for Colin. Trying to get through this area quickly again. Oh, the boring grind. Oh, the one last fight before I get to Viridian City. Another Rattata. Wild Rattata appeared. Go, Colin. Again, just... I am over half health, but I just don't think it's worth giving him the whack. Let's switch out. It's just so annoying, because every time you switch, you just have to take a hit on the face. Tackle. So it takes me down to 13. I'm going to tackle. Do half his health. And then I'm going to press his tackle. I'll get my tackle out. Blur. And rest of feints. Colin gained 12 experience points. Colin gained level 4. Yes, Colin. Attack 10. Defense 8. Speed 11. Special 8. Both face gained 12 experience points. Sweet. When can Colin start to stand on his own 2 feet, eh? Dunno. I mean, is there another route near here? Yeah, that was route 1. Can I go on to route 2? Maybe catch a third? But then do I want to be grinding out 3 at the same time? I definitely want to catch something else. It's exciting, isn't it? I'll have to remember who the third person was to donate as well. What's this? Viridian City, the eternally green paradise. Yeah, it is nice and green. So what's out here? How do I know where I am? Music's changed. Right, I'm on Route 22. So I can catch something here. And there is some long grass. Ooh. Now, is it just going to kill me? What's it gonna be? A Rattata, level 3. Very disappointing. Okay, Colin, you're gonna take this Rattata down. Colin uses a tackle, takes it down to just over half health. Another tackle, that's a critical hit. Yeah, critical hits. It's dead. I've caught nothing for Route 12. Bugger. That's really frustrating. What's down here? Nope, just trying to go on forever. I guess there's a way of skipping. How infuriating. My first no catch. I really want to catch. Route 2 above me? What's this little gap? Tree. Right, so I need to cut that down. I don't know what effect by the looks of it. Get out of my way, monk. Twin tips. Good to pick one and expand your collection. Yeah, trying to. More it is too easy to fight. Right, yeah. Let's see where I am. I'm on Route 2. Let's find some grass. Maybe I should have come here first. I need some grass. What's it going to be? Am I just going to have an army of rats? Oh, it's nice over there. No problem there. Right, here we go. Come on. It's a Weedle! Oh, Caterpie. The other one. Level 3. Yeah, go on, Colin. I should have got back to the field. Colin, use his tackle. Use his string shots, but it failed. Tackle again. Takes it down to... There we go. It's in the orange. Oh, he uses tackle. Takes it down to orange. And I'm going to use an item. And I'm going to use Pokeball. Now let's see. Yes, Caterpie was caught. So, who did I... Can't remember who the next person was. A new Pokedex data will be added for Caterpie. Gatsby, worm. So, Louisa. Lulu. So, I should have read that out. Do you want to give the nickname to Caterby? Yes, I do. I'm going to call my Caterby Zack. After Cloud from Final Fantasy VII. Which makes no sense whatsoever. Unless you know the story. I have talked about it on the podcast. Zack. There we go. Let's get out of here. Let's come back down to Viridian. I'm sure there's a Viridian Forest as well somewhere. And I can catch something in Viridian Forest. It sounds awful, doesn't it? Oh, it's a gym. Is that Brock's gym? Nah, can't be ready for Brock yet. Let's see, there's Pokemon, there's Pokecenter. Oh, I jumped down. Sometimes, I know these jumping things are supposed to make it easier, but not always this. Welcome to our Pokecenter. We'll heal your Pokemon back to perfect health. Heal. Okay, we'll need your Pokemon. Bom, bom, bom. Ding, ding, ding. Thank you. Your Pokemon are fighting fit. We hope to see you again soon. Right, let's get out of here. And let's call that a day. I'm going to save. Free Pokemon, 32 minutes. Save the game, yes. Now saving. We'll save the game. There you go. Well, big thank you to Ruby and Louisa for sponsoring MMDA and naming my first two mons. So we now have Colin, Ruby's husband, and and we've got a Caterpie called Zack after Cloud from Final Fantasy VII. Thank you very much, Louisa. Well, that's it. I'm going to call it a day today. And I shall see you all next time on the Kanto Reborn podcast.
'Siblings, I'm Stephen White.
And I'm Lacia Finley.
The host of Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo.
Ugh, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It gets easier the more you say it.
Each week, we discuss all the big headlines in gaming.
We also do game reviews, developer interviews, and retrospectives on the industry.
All of this while going on multiple tangents about whatever strikes us in the moment.
Hey, listen, did you happen to watch that TV show I recommended to you?
Stephen, focus.
Oh, right. Follow Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo on Twitter and Instagram.
And find Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.